The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
And this is The Hard Shoulder, Kieran Cuddihy with you until 7 o'clock. Now let me read out a tweet to you. How can official GAA retain and entertain crowds at Gaelic football matches? Only two solutions. One, legislate to reduce hand passing by 80%. Or two, allow fans drink at games. So said on Twitter Sean Kelly, MEP, former president, of course, of the GAA. Sean, are these serious suggestions?
The first one is serious. The second one is not that serious. Obviously, I'm not advocating drinking at matches because you can drink before, you can drink in some venues at halftime, and you can drink afterwards. But I was just saying, kind of tongue-in-cheek, that for many fans, that the football spectacle now is not as entertaining as it should be, and this would be maybe the only way to retain them. Otherwise, they'd probably leave, and many do leave very early now because of the lack of entertainment. And that is a concern because of the way football is being played. If you compare it to hurling, hurling is going upwards and football is going downwards. If you look at next Sunday's match between Clare and Limerick, it was sold out in a few minutes almost, because they're expecting a great hurling game. It's going to be tight. It's going to be entertaining, up and down the field, non-stop, whereas football has become very pedestrian.
Is that fair, though, to talk about all of football in that context? I mean, is it not just, well, I don't want to single them out, but is it not just particularly Donegal in the way they play?
Well, it's not just Donegal, but it's quite a lot of games, actually. And even at some stages, it's beginning to creep into club games a certain amount. But you're right, it's not fair. But I'd say the best game of football I saw this year was the All-Ireland Hogan Cup final between St. Brendan's Killarney, Melrose and Naas. And Naas won it by a point or two. Tells you why you'd love to see football being played. Up and down the field, honest, great scores. But you can't blame managers as such, because managers will look at their squad, they'll play to their strengths, and if the rules allow them to do something, you can't blame them for that, because ultimately they're only judged on one thing, results. Whereas we, who have concerns about the game itself, we really have to look at the health of the game and the entertainment value of the game and what it means. And when you have a game where there are more probably hand passes than foot passes, then why would you call the game Gaelic football when it is not as such for many players? And I would like to go through some of the statistics. There are some players go through matches and they never kick the ball, which is a kind of a contradiction in itself. So I think it's a wake-up call for us. Let's have a look at it.
Yeah.
See what is this, the trend, before it becomes worse. Because what happens often at adult level eventually penetrates down to juvenile level, and we wouldn't want that happening.
And I mean, how do you legislate to reduce hand passing by a set amount? I know you kind of plucked 80% for the point you were making online. I mean, is that a serious target? And if so, how would you meet it, or any target?
Well, put it this way, if it was reduced by 80%, would the entertainment value of the game go up or down? Without a doubt, it would go up. Now, obviously, it's difficult to actually pick a percentage and say we'll reduce it by that amount. But actually, the responses I got to the tweet, quite a number of them had different suggestions about not allowing you to hand pass once you go a certain distance up the field, that you can't hand pass backwards, that maybe that there would be a time limit. Maybe if you got a hand pass, that you wouldn't be able to hand pass back. And you have to be conscious, of course, that you couldn't be saying after three hand passes you have to kick it, because that would be impossible for referees. So it is not as easy as said as done, but it must be looked at. Because we have to say, we have a product that's a very good product. It has been. It's now deteriorating in value because of the rules. So you have to look at the rules, because managers and players will play to whatever rules they're asked to.
Yeah, and look, I appreciate maybe this is a slightly different debate, but the other problem is structure as well. I mean, the biggest issue we had at the weekend from a Gaelic football point of view, surely, was Kildare getting absolutely pummeled by Dublin in the Leinster final. You know, and you compare that again to hurling, and I kind of don't want to go down the road of kind of, you know, which sport is better. They're different and we shouldn't compare them that way. But I mean, I think most people would welcome the fact that the round robin was introduced in hurling and has made for a much more exciting provincial championship in Munster and Leinster in recent years. I mean, was that a mistake that the decision was made at Congress to stick with the old provincial structure in football?
Well, you could say that, but what has been passed was the only thing that was going to be passed. And actually, I suggested that proposal a number of years ago, and it will come in next year. Now, next year, once you get out of the provinces, you're going to have very, very competitive games. So you're right about the structure in one sense, having very strong teams playing weak teams, and the weak team being hammered out of sight. Now, that shouldn't happen, by the way, with Kildare. Kildare, it was disappointing they were beaten by so much. But as Peter Keane said one time, if we take the goals out, that wasn't much of a difference, but you can look at it that way. But definitely, you're right. Ideally, maybe there might be no need for a provincial championship, and it might evolve to that. But we're not ready for that yet. So it will be interesting how the new schedule works out next year. And maybe when the All-Ireland is over next year, we go back and look at it. And you're right, two things. One, the style of football, was it entertaining? And two, was it competitive? Because the competitive aspect of it is equally important. And I would expect next year, with the round robin, after the provincial knockout games, that you should have a very competitive Tailteann Cup round robin and a very competitive Sam McGuire round robin.
And listen, you're right. Much like the responses to your tweet, lots of people getting in touch on 53106 with their own suggestions of how championship structures or the game should be tweaked, and keep those suggestions coming. 53106, John in Wexford, in agreement. It should be called handball. It's not football anymore. Two hand passes and you must kick is a good rule. It's now handball using basketball tactics. Actually, on the basketball point, Sean, I mean, some of the suggestions you mentioned sound very like much like basketball to me, like an inability to go backwards or past your halfway line and some sort of timer. That's effectively a shot clock, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what some people have suggested. Again, that would be almost impossible because the referee wouldn't be able to impose it. Another suggestion that has been made there, if you look at the response to the tweets, and I think I've thought about it, it's very valid, that maybe we should reduce the players to 13 rather than 15 aside. That would make it much more difficult to pack defences, could open up the play a bit more. And while years ago I wouldn't have agreed with that because I said it would lessen the number of players who get games. But nowadays, the game has evolved where most subs are nearly used. So it is actually something I think that's worth considering again, in part of looking at the game, because the 13-a-side games would be far more open. And that actually might make a huge difference because then to be encouraging people to attack, and you wouldn't be able to imply sweepers and huge numbers in defence all the time. So they're good suggestions. But do you know what I think we have to do?
Yeah.
The GAA really has to look at these different sets of rules and maybe play a number of tournaments, even if they're not formal competitions, just to try out these rules. And maybe some clubs or counties who might do that say, we're going to play a number of games under 13 aside with the following rules. Who's willing to take part and maybe do so over a period of time? It would be very interesting.
Well, you know what I think they should do at football, Sean? Make the ball smaller, give them all sticks. Gary in Ballycullen says, a simple solution to the hand pass problem, introduce a 90-second shot clock and only allow hand passes going forward in the attacking half. Juror Peacock in Kilcullen says, thanks be to God somebody's saying this at long last. The only thing that matters in the GAA is to hold on to the ball at all costs, conform to the plan, blanket defence, a pure bore. Keep your suggestions coming. 53106.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.